You will be interested to know that on the opening pasuk of Parshas Bechukosai, there are no less than 42 different perushim of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Let me tell you a little story. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh died a very young man. He died, he was 47. He lived in a town called Sali in North Africa. His custom was, every year of Shabbos, to shech the behemoth and to keep the animal. The meat was to be distributed only amongst the poor. On one occasion, all the behemoths that were slaughtered in the town for that week were found to be traced, with the exception of the animal that was shechted by the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. A very wealthy man came to the Or HaChaim and offered to buy some meat. He wanted to have meat for Shabbos. The Or HaChaim said to him that this meat is exclusively retained for the poor. While they are having their confrontation, a poor man comes and the Or HaChaim HaKadosh gives him a very nice portion of the meat. This Oni happened to be a very outstanding Talmud Chacham. The Oshir then turned on the Oni and started to insult him. And the Or HaChaim HaKadosh didn't interfere. Obviously, he was hoping to see the back of this gentleman as soon as possible. The Oshir left and didn't have his request granted. That night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to the Or HaChaim HaKadosh in a dream and told him that since he had stood idly by while a Talmud Chacham was insulted in his presence, he has to go into Golos. So the Or HaChaim HaKadosh left his family and went into Golos. One Friday afternoon, he's sitting in a forest outside a town, and he composes in his mind the 42 perushim on Im Bechukosai Telechu. For Shabbos, he comes into the town. Nobody knows who he is. And someone, Hachnasas Orechim, they invite him into their home. He goes into the home, and after the Friday night meal is finished, the Balabos says to the Or HaChaim, he still doesn't know who he is, we go now to the Mor of the Yasra. We're going now to the rabbi of the town, and this rabbi is a Mekubal, and he says over Torah that they are discussing in Mesifto Derekia, in the Yeshiva Shel Ma'ala. So the Or HaChaim HaKadosh goes together with the Balabos, and they're sitting at his table on Friday night, and the Rav starts in the following way. I am now going to tell you 14 perushim that are being recited on the opening pasuk of Parshas Bechukosai in the name of Rabbi Chaim Ibn Attar. It's the Or HaChaim's name. Or HaChaim at the back, who is a big onav, he says Chaim Ibn Attar without the Rebbe. The Rav looked at this man. He doesn't know him from Adam. Gets very upset. What? Who is this person to insult the Or HaChaim HaKadosh? But he doesn't say anything. People are very uncomfortable. Needless to say, the gentleman who offered them hospitality is feeling most uncomfortable. The next morning, they go again to the Rav. I want to say over another 14 perushim that they are saying over the Mesivta de Rekia in the name of Rabbi Chaim Ibn Attar, Dr. Weiter Chaim Ibn Attar. Again, an uncomfortable few moments, but it continues. Shalashudis, they're back at the Rav's table. Another 14 perushim, says the Rav, that I had in the Mesivta de Rekia in the name of Rabbi Chaim Ibn Attar. Dr. Weiter Chaim Ibn Attar. But by now it was Hoyz Shabbos. The Rav says, you can't speak about the Or HaChaim HaKadosh like that. So they took him to a room in the shul, and they locked him up. They're going to put him in Cherem. As they are sitting there, They dab, they say, Birchas Hamazon, and they dab in Ma'ariv. All of a sudden, there is a storm the likes of which they have never seen in that place. The Rav got very, very, very terrified, and he made what is known as a She'elas Chalom. He asked in a dream what it's all about. And he was told in the dream that what has happened is the following, that all the neshamas from Gehenim go up to Gan Eden to spend Shabbos, and the Sar Shel Gehenim, the angel who is in charge of Gehenim, wants to open up Gehenim again to welcome the souls back there. But he can't do it because the Orach Chaim HaKadosh hasn't made Havdalah yet. He's locked in your full room. So the Rav brought out the Orach Chaim HaKadosh and asked his Mechila, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to the Orach Chaim HaKadosh and said, for this Tsar that you have had over this weekend, your golus is all over, and you may now return to your home. So that is the episode that is related in regards to these membase pollution. So after such an introduction, we have to find out what the membase pollution are, but I hasten to add, not to worry, we're going to have a look at two. And they're numbered, you'll be pleased to see. So we'll have a look at Hay and Vav, so you won't have to travel too far. No, they're not on the sheets, they're in the Mikros Gedolos. The numbered Hay and Vav. Or maybe Ofan Hay, Ofan Vav. Let's have a look at the Pasuk. Im b'chukos saiteleichu. If you will walk in my statutes, that's the usual translation. Although, as you know, Im b'chukos saiteleichu is interpreted by Chazal, as quoted by Rashi, Shetihiyu amelim b'Torah, that you shall busy yourselves in the study of Torah, v'yes mitzvosai tishmeru, and you will guard my commandments, v'asisemosam, and do them. So you're thinking to yourselves, how can you have 42 different perushim on these words? And the answer is, you and I are not the Orach Chaim HaKadosh. Let's have a look at Ofan Hay. Im b'chukosai teleicho, v'yes mitzvosai tishmeru, v'asisemosam. Od yispo'er al derech omrom zal. I would like to suggest a further interpretation, number 5, on the basis of a Chazal in Vayikro Rabbah. Chazal say like this, Shehoreshus nesuna leloim dei Torah. Permission is given to all who learn Torah, lefarish bo, to explain it, v'lidrosh, and to expound, v'kamo orchin ushevilin, in many paths and many different directions. V'talmid vosik yechadish bedroshes haksuvim, kasher yuchal hakosuv siyes. And the individual is given permission to be machadish, to introduce new and novel insights into the Torah, which the verse itself is able to endure. In other words, which is loyal to the text of the post. However, v'yitzav Hashem kam. But here HaKadosh Baruch Hu is directing his comments and his instructions to that individual who wants to expound verses of the Torah. What are the parameters? In what way may I expound the Torah? What's a kosher interpretation and what's a non-kosher interpretation? It's a good shaila. The Yitzav Hashem Kan, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands that individual who wants to be Mechadish at this moment, Biyomro, when he says to him, in Bechukosai, if in my statutes, Shehi HaTorah, which I've already explained according to Chazal, refers to the Torah, Teleichu Bepardeso, you want to walk in its gardens, you want to participate in expounding the Torah, Tanaihu Hadavar, only one condition, and that is b'yes mitzvosai tishmeru v'asisemosam, that whatever your interpretation is, it will not interfere with halakh and will not bring out contrary conclusions to that which are dictated by halakh. Perush, by which I mean shelo yihyeh megale ponim batola shelo kehalakh. You are not allowed to expound a pasuk in the Torah which will lead to conclusions which are contrary to accepted halacha. Shelo letaheres atomei. You're not allowed to make tohar what is tomei. That's why it says in Mechukosai Teleichu, if you want to expound the Torah, it is with the proviso, A, the Yes Mitzvos Sai Tishmoru, that those mitzvos which you'll have to keep, namely what you're supposed to keep away from, you keep away from, and you do not change the Tomei into Tahor. And the concluding words of the Pasuk V'asisamosam is the reverse, Shelo L'tamei Yesah Tahor. People don't understand that it's as big an avera to make something which is tahor into something which is tamei than it is the other way around. Huma moramzal, and in fact this is what Chazal say in Sanhedrin, Hamegale ponim b'Torah shelo kehalacha, ein lo chelik li'olam haba. A person who expounds Torah shelo kehalacha, ein lo chelik li'olam haba, has no share in the world to come. So here in Ofan Hay, the Rechaim HaKodesh gives us a very insightful interpretation of the Pasuk. You can expound all you like, and there are no limits, as long as A, the words of the text lend themselves to such an interpretation, and B, provided that the interpretation does not in any way go against accepted halachic norms. That's Ofan Hay. So while we're in Ofan Hay, let's have a look at Ofan Vav. A very, to my mind, very interesting. Od Yisbayer, I would like to suggest a further interpretation. Al Derech Omrom, basing myself on a well-known statement in Pirkei Avos, V'lo Am Ha'aretz Chosid. An Am Ha'aretz can never aspire to be a Chosid. Knowing full well that a Chosid means, in the terminology of the Pirkei Avos, a person who goes beyond the letter of the law. The chosid is compared to the tzaddik. The tzaddik is the individual who adheres to the letter of the law. The chosid is the one who goes beyond the letter of the law. Lifnim mishuras adin, etc. And Am Ha'aretz can never be a chosid. What do we mean by that? Perush. She'osur li'am ha'aretz, it is forbidden for an Am Ha'aretz, lehisnaheg bechasidus. It is forbidden for an Am Ha'aretz to conduct himself with all the trappings of Lifnim Mishuris Hadin, Sheyase Chumres Ugedorim Kemilek HaChasidim. It is forbidden for an Am Ha'aretz who doesn't even keep the basics of Judaism, all of a sudden to start introducing into his lifestyle Chumres, which are Lifnim Mishuris Hadin. Their priority. The priorities are, first of all, you keep the halacha which is written down, and then when you keep the halacha, then you, if you feel so inclined, you are able to add on. Chumras, gedorim, siyogim. But if you're an Am Ha'aretz, how can you possibly go in for the chumras when you don't even keep the basics of halacha lemaisa? That is why he goes on to say, because if he's an Am Ha'aretz, from the Chumras, he'll get a greater Churban, because he doesn't know what he's dealing with. Because if a person who's an Am Ha'aretz starts off with Chumras, the Chumras will land him into deeper water than he's ever been before. And he gives an interesting example. Ki yimotze chosid, because you can find a chosid, sheyirza ligdor atmo, who will want to introduce a new chumrah. What's the chumrah going to be? Lekaye mitzvahs ona biyomim hamakudoshim. He believes that, sounds good, that one is commanded to live together as husband and wife, and he will reserve those occasions for the holy days of the year. Okay. Well, that's, logically, it sounds okay. So what will he imagine now? So he'll work out, and what will be a more appropriate time to cohabit than on the night of Yom Kippur, when we know it's an Isidi or Isis. So what started off as a chumrah, which sounded very laudable, lemais is a chanamarasis. Kemosha Shomanu Shahoya Maisa Kane Kedome, says the Yorachaim HaKadosh, shall I heard of these people? Lozet Sivo Chazal. Therefore Chazal tell us, She'ein La'am Ha'aretz Lehisnaeg V'midas Chasidus. An Am Ha'aretz should not begin with Chasidus, And I'm sure it should begin with ordinary commoner garden normative halacha. For whom I'm a rakosuka. And the posuk says the Orachaim HaKadosh to my mind is addressing itself to this point. Im b'chukosai teleichu, if you already walk in my statutes, you're what they call a frum Jew. Im b'chukosai teleichu, shehu eisik ha-teile. If you are a person who keeps the halacha that's written in the Shulchan Aruch, oz, then, and only then, v'yes mitzvosai tishmor, then I will allow you, mishmeres meaning a guard, then I will allow you to introduce protective measures and new chumras unto my mitzvahs. Perush, tasu lochem mishmeres kedei lakayimom gedorim ushamiras velos ulaseh, but not without that. So do you want to know when it is appropriate for you, the yes mitzvosai tishmeru v'asi sum osam, to introduce mishmeres, to introduce chumras that go beyond the letter of the law? When is it appropriate? And v'asi sum osam, and to act on them? Only in the chukosai teleichu, if you're a person who already keeps the halacha. But if all you have is amaratzis, and all you then aim for are these chumris which somebody told you about, says the Orachaim HaKadosh, it's worth nothing. In the chukosai teleichu, that's the first thing you have to do. The first thing's first. Shulchan Aruch first. Mishneh Berurah first. All the other things can follow. We don't belittle them. Orachaim HaKadosh doesn't belittle them. He just tells you that if you don't keep normative halacha, then when you go for chumris, it can lead you into such a situation that you end up going against the halacha. Let me also introduce, in regards to chumras, of which there are many, let me introduce also a note well worth mentioning. Again, a follow-on on what I've mentioned in the Orachaim HaKadosh, the basic halacha comes first, and the chumras come later. Rav Moshe Sternbuch, in his collection of comments on the Sidris called Tam Vadas, brings a maimer in Gemara Chulin. The Gemara Chulin reads like this. It's a Gemara Daf Kufei Amud Aleph. Omar Marukva, says Marukva the great Amora, Ana Laha Milsa, in regard to this matter that I'm now going to describe to you, I am like Chala Bar Chamra Lagabe Abba. I, compared to my father, am like vinegar compared to wine. I'm not in his class. In what item? Says Marukva, De'ilu Abba, because my father, ki havi ochel bisro hoidno, if he has fleishik today, lo havi ochel givino ad lamochel, he doesn't eat cheese till tomorrow. De'ilu ano, but me, behosu udosa hudelo achilne, I don't have milchiks at the same sud as I have fleishiks. But at the next meal I have it. So the Baalei Musar asked, so what's wrong with doing like your father does? No, I'm not like my father. My father, he waits 24 hours. I only wait 6. So the Baalei Musar asked, so why not wait 24 like your father? The answer, say the Baalei Musar, is because to be machmir like his father, he has to be like his father, and he knows he's not. Chumras are not for the taking. They pertain to certain individuals who are on roi liyoisei itzela, who are deserving to conduct themselves in these ways. Lo kol harotze litolis Hashem yavo v'yitol. Not everybody who wants to take a chumra is entitled to take a chumra. Chumras are not there 6p a dozen. They are there to be used selectively, provided A, Orachaim HaKadosh, halach is being observed, and B, one feels that one is on the madrega to introduce it. And that is why in Chazal you have the themes such as chumras which are desirable and chumras which are most out of place. They are out of place because either because of the individual, or they are out of place because the people who introduced them didn't realize that Yotzah Chorom Behef Seidel. So we leave that particular matter for the moment. I trust that the point has been made. Okay. Now let's have a look and see what is promised to the individual who does walk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu statutes, who does learn Torah, who does keep the mitzvahs. Well, We are told, of course, that the harvest will be bountiful for today. There will be so much harvest that the threshing won't be over by the time vintage comes. And the vintage won't be over by the time it comes to sow the seeds for the next year. So there's going to be a lot. Says the Pasuk, V'achaltem lachmechem losova. And you will eat your bread to satisfaction. Right? Let's have a look now at the left-hand column, the Das Torah. V'achaltem lachmechem losova. The Das Torah is a collection of comments and essays on the Sedras by one of the greatest mashgichim of this century, Rabbi Yeruchim Levovitz Zatzal, the mashgich of Mir. A very, very, very interesting gentleman. Ish Kodesh. V'achaltem lach mechem losova. So what does Rashi say, says Rabbi Yeruchim? Ochel kimo, the person will only eat a little, v'hu misboreich b'meyol, and it will be blessed in his stomach. A little will keep him happy. Says Rabbi Yeruchim, Hinei lo yechsar lohem lechem loro. The truth of the matter is, there's going to be no shortage at that time of food. I mean, the poor success is going to be no shortage. You're going to be so busy with the threshing, it's going to keep you going till the vintage, etc., etc. Because the pasuk begins by saying v'hisig lechem dayesh espotir, mashma, which implies sheyihye lohem tevu amaruba, that they'll have an abundant harvest. Says Rabbi Yeruchim, ebazei umato sefes lohem. So what additional brachu is there? Ki yochelu kima v'yisporech b'meyehem, that they'll only need to eat a little and it'll be blessed in their stomachs and they'll feel full. I mean, there's no shortage. So what sort of a brach is it? Says Rabbi Yeruchim, Elam izeh, but we see from here, ki inyan hasaviya hi bracha b'fnei atzma. To be satisfied is a special bracha. You can have all the tfua in the world. It doesn't guarantee satisfaction. Zachameira de gavot Rabbi Yeruchim. Zachaposuk in teira. Nochabo. Elam izeh, we see ki inyan hasviya hi bracha b'fnei atzma. Satisfaction and being satisfied with what you have eaten is a brach all on its own. Ein shaychus klal l'ribuy ho'achila. It has no relation whatsoever to the amount that you eat. Kilus va'amim, because there are times harei yodam asher ochel gam harvei harvei v'yeno sove achlal rachmona litzlan. You got people who eat and eat and eat and eat and are still not content. Ella, but from this we see, ki hasviya hi bracha miyuchedes, that to be satisfied is a special bracha, asher me'eis Hashem nitan biyachila, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives into the food. But it's a special bracha. Ulemi shezoche, and a person who is zoche to that bracha of contentment, dailo, it is sufficient for him, afkima, even a little, lochol olav birchas Hashem, for the bracha of satisfaction to devolve on him, lisebo abo, to be content with it. Umi shalo zoche, and a person who doesn't have the zechus to have that bracha, lo masvia lo af achila meruba, even as much as he could possibly eat will not satisfy him, ki choser lo habracha asher mimeno yispa, because he lacks the bracha from which to be satisfied. To be satisfied is a special bracha, says the Yeruchim, it's a portion of zach, but you have to remind yourself that you cannot quantify satisfaction. Satisfaction is something that is a special bracha from our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Umas bi'a l'chol chayrot. Special bracha. So just to mention that note, which I think is a very wonderful insight to take away from the parsh. Now, I want to come to something which I found this week and found it to be quite fascinating. And we'll see, maybe one thing will lead to another. The next pasuk,
V'nosati shalom v'oretz u'shechavtem v'yein macharit. I will give peace in the land, and you shall rest, and there will be nobody to make you afraid. V'hishbati chayor ha'om min ha'oretz, and I will remove evil animals from the land, v'cherev lo sa'avor v'yartachem, and a sword will not pass in your land. I'd like to refer you now to this item on the right-hand side. A word of introduction. One of the most prolific authors of this century, rabbinic, is Reb Reuven Margolius, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. I'm sure maybe between 50 and 100 Sforim he wrote. He, when he was got married at 18, as a present to his future father-in-law, he wrote him a sefer on the Marshal. He wrote and wrote. He was a librarian, I do believe. Zohar HaKadosh, everything. Boki Benigla Benisto. He brought out from Ksav Yad, from manuscript, with his introduction and notes, a volume, a very small volume, written by the son of the Rambam in defense of the Mora Nebuchim and the first chapters of Sefer Mada, which are philosophical in content, as you know. And the Sefer is entitled Milchamas Hashem, the Wars of the Lord. And in one of these notes that Reb Reuven has appended to the Sefer, I came across something quite fascinating that I wanted to share with you this evening. Re'ei Rambam Hilchus Melochim Perik Yudbeis Halocha Aleph Shekosav. A famous Rambam, which deals with Mashiach. Al Yale Al Halev, says the Rambam, let no one imagine Shebiyemos HaMoshiach, that in the times of the Moshiach, Yevutal Dovor Mimin Hogo Shel Olam, that any part of nature will be discontinued. Elo Olam Kimin Hogo Noheg. The world will be run by the same natural laws as they are run today. Ein Ben Olam Azeh Limos HaMoshiach, Elo, etc. Ma'amar of Shmuel. Everything in Mashiach Zeiten will be run, except the world will be the same. Aye, says the Rambam, v'zeh she'nema b'Yishayah, aye, it says in the prophet Isaiah, v'gor ze'evim keves, that the sheep will lie down with the wolf, although somebody pointed out, but won't get much sleep. The sheep will lie down with the wolf, right? Okay. So it would appear, therefore, that the wolf is going to lose his characteristics, going to be a changed animal, says the Rambam, Moshel Vechida. It's an allegory. It's not to be taken literally. Inyan Hadova, what it means is, Sheyehiyu Yisroel Yoshevim Lovetach Imrishei Hagoyim Hamishulim Tizaevin Omer. That Israel will be at peace amongst the wicked nations of the world who are compared to the wolf and to the leopard. So it's not to be taken literally. It's a mockery. Says the Rambam further, V'chein kol kiyotze ve'ela hadvorim v'inyin ha-moshiach hei misholim. And whenever you come upon a similar pasuk in regards to Mashiach Satan, it's all to be taken as allegory, symbolism. Not that the nature of any animal will change or anything will change. The natural world order will continue as before. That's the Rambam. Horayvad Mahasogos of Kosev. The Rayvad on this statement of the Rambam makes the following observation. Omer Avram, says Abram, the Rayvad. Vahalo b'Torah, but it writes in the Torah, V'hishbati chayor ha'om in ha'aretz. I will cause the evil animals to disappear from the world. That's the Rayvad. V'yalzeh, and on this comment of the Rayvad, Heyer b'migdalos shom, the author of the commentary Migdalos on the Rambam says, V'meh she'hiksha ha'Rayvad, the Rayvad says, I, the Torah says, V'shbati chayor ha'om in ha'aretz, yesh lomar, the answer is like the Rambam says. The chayorah, the chayorah doesn't mean I'm going to get rid of the wild animals, but the chayorah is also a marshal, it's an allegory, al umarah, to the evil nations. And the Radvaz also says, regarding the criticism of the Rayvad, ein zu hasogah, that's not a a criticism. Kamel Shishar Haksubim Marshal, Gamze Marshal. In the same way as the psukim that the Rambam quotes from Yeshaya are taken in an allegorical way by the Rambam, so he'll take the pasuk in Torah also in an allegorical fashion. Hishbati Chayarah doesn't mean wild animals are going to disappear. It means evil nations are going to be quiet. Vehine, says Rabbi Reuven Margolius, Vehine Mafli. It is too incredible to suggest Sherabeno Haraivet, that the Haraivet himself, Piraosa, when he sees the Rambam Mevayer Apsukim Derech Moshel, who is explaining all these verses as allegory, Umadgish Shagam, and the Rambam, who goes on to say, Kol Kiyosebe Eila Hadvorim Hemesholim, that all similar Psukim are allegory. The Raivad is massig all of me, posuk nosaf. The Raivad wants to show he's a bucky yinach, so he brings the kasha from another posuk. Doesn't he know the Rambam stance? That the Rambam is telling you, b'chol ki yitz b'heil advarim, yitach a moshel and chid, it's all allegory. V'lo sale al datav shegam osaf posuk yecholim lahavim ke moshel, and the Raivad doesn't imagine for one moment that the Rambam will give the same reply to his posuk as he's given to all his other psukim, that they are allegorical. So what's the Raivad talking? Omnom die karaivad v'signon hasagoso. The Raivad didn't just ask. He says, V'halo ba'atoro v'hishpati chayaro. What does he do from the pasuk in the Torah? V'lo amar, and didn't just say, V'halo kosuv, is there not a pasuk? V'hishpati chayaro. Says, no. Achidish, but the Raivad is pointing out, She'yesod hasogoso hi asher kein mevua ba'atoro. The Raivad says, you can say what you like about a pasuk in Yeshaya that says it's an allegory. That's very much in keeping with the fact that the Nevuah itself comes to them through allegory. But Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah is biaspaklaria hameira. He sees the words as they are. And in regards to the Torah, we have a klal as a result of this. Ein mikro yotzi midei pshuto. That the simple interpretation of a pasuk may not be denied. And the fact that it also has an allegorical interpretation? All right. Pshat, remez, drush, sod. The fact that there are remazim in the pasuk. The fact that there's a drush in the pasuk. The fact that there's a sod in the pasuk. But the pshat of the pasuk is also of importance. So the Raivad is of the opinion that what the Rambam says will do for psukim in Nach. But in Torah, whatever is written has to be accepted, not only in drash, remez, and sod, but also on the basis of the pshat of the posuk. And the pshat of the posuk is v'hishpati chaya ra'a min ha'aretz. And he goes on to bring a Zohar HaKodesh which confirms this. Uvegin kach, says the Zohar in Parshas Bekudei, and because there are certain matters which come to the Navi besides Moshe Rabbeinu only through Marshal, because of this fact, it's Marshal v'milayu shel Nevi'im. Therefore, the words of the Navi are many times exclusively to be understood as allegory. Why? The lotzach tzechon nevuosa hon kidekoyois. Because their nevuah was not the aspaklaria hameira, but itself through Moshel Bechida. And therefore their nevuah is not on the same dargo k'moda have beba Moshe, as it was with Moshe Rabbeinu. The zeh sheheir haraivad al divrei harambam. And that is what the Raivad says on the words of the Rambam, Shebi'eh pesuke Yeshaya b'derech Moshel Melitza. It says the Raivad, the Rambam can interpret the words in Yeshaya as an allegory, a Moshel, fine. The Raivad says, I got no problems with that. Oh, but I got a problem, halo matzino kein b'torah, she'ein lefareish devoreho kemelitza b'levad. Because in Torah, you're not allowed to say that these words are to be interpreted only as Moshel Melitza. Can't be done, because ain't mikra yetzimidei pshuto. And the pshat is authentic. Now, he says here something very, very unusual. And ha'hevdeil shebeneim b'hashkofo zu hi lo hoyu lo totsoas la halochu la maise b'din habo b'machteres.
This difference of opinion between the Rambam and the Ravad leads to a difference in halacha on a most important issue. Let me just paraphrase it, and then we'll go in. The pasuk says like this, Im b'machteres yimotzei haganov. If a ganov is found breaking in to somebody's house, and the householder kills him, ein lo domim. You can't bring charges of murder against the householder. He rises up to defend his property. Says the pasuk, Im zorecho ha-shemesh olov. If the sun shines on him, if he kills him, he's a murderer. Says the Gemara, Im zorecho ha-shemesh olov, means, if it is as clear to you as the sun that shines by day, that the robber is not coming in with any intentions to harm the householder. For example, the burglar is the father of the householder. Then the householder is not allowed to kill him with impunity. So Im zorecho ha-shemesh olov is being interpreted by the Gemara, not if the thievery takes place by day, but if it is as clear to you as day that the man who is breaking in has got no designs on the life of the householder, then he can't kill him with impunity. Says Reb Reuven Margolius, in the case of this thief who is caught breaking in, Shiladas Rambam, in the case of the Rambam, Habob Machteres, a person who is caught breaking in, applies Bein Bayomu, Bein Balayla. Whether he's caught breaking in by day, or whether he's caught breaking in by night. Because why did the Rambam say that? Because the Rambam allows Psukim to be interpreted in an allegorical fashion. And the allegory here is confirmed by Chazal, that it doesn't mean if it is in fact daylight when the theft takes place, but rather if it is clear to you as day that the burglar has no designs on the life of the householder. But the Ravad says no. Omer Avram, Eini nimna milichtovis da'ati. I will not be quiet. I will offer my opinion. Shenirali, it appears to me, Boal iskina portions, etc., etc., etc. Af al pichei, nevertheless, as a Ravad, Eino yotzei midei pshuto. The Gemara can give it an allegorical interpretation. But they are not, says the Ravad, suggesting that the only interpretation of those words is allegorical. Because the pshat of a pasuk is also crucial and also legitimate. And therefore I declare, says the Ravad, Bayom eino rashoi lehorgo. Im zorecho ha-shemesh olov means al pi pshat, if the sun is shining, the householder cannot kill the thief with impunity. Here you have yet another confirmation of a most fascinating machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravad, where Chazal have given us a legitimate halachic interpretation of a pasuk and have suggested to us that these words are to be understood in an allegorical fashion. Says the Ravad, no sir. All that Chazal were telling us was that it was possible also to give an allegorical interpretation to the words. But Chazal were never denying that the simple meaning of the text was the most legitimate part of the understanding of that pasuk. And when Chazal gave us the allegorical interpretation, that was to be in addition to, but not instead of. And that's a very, very major machlokas here between Rambam and Ravad as to whether allegory can be an exclusive pshat in Torah, or whether allegory was never meant to replace the pshat, but merely to be an additional interpretation. Okay. Whilst I am on this pasuk, and it's obvious that we're not going to go on to the second page, let me just say a few words in regards to Vehishpati Chayorom in Oretz, to show you the beauty and elegance of Torah. And I mention it because I want to take an opportunity to bring the Lubavitcher Rebbe into the shiur again. Very special. Very special. Follow carefully, please. V'hishpati chayor ra'o min ha'aretz. Those are the words. We leave behind now the Machlokas, Rambam and Raifat. Something is going to happen. What is going to happen? What does V'hishpati Chayora Omino Oretz mean? Says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, we have a Machlokas in the Torah Kohanim, which is the rabbinic commentary on Vayikra, a Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, two famous Tanoim. And it reads like this. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ma'avirom min ha'olam. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to remove these animals physically from the world. Ma'avirom min ha'olam. They're going to cease to exist. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mashbisom shelo yozoku. Not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is physically going to destroy these animals, but he's actually going to see to it that they don't remain chayos ro'os. That their evil is removed. That's the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Says the Rogatchover gone like this. It is so elegant, it defies belief. What is the Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Yehuda says, V'hishbati, the verb lahashbis, means to physically destroy. Mashbis them in the way of. Rabbi Shimon says, no. If you remove their essence, mashpisom shelo yozoku, if you stop them remaining the wild animals that they are, that's still mashpisim. Says the Rogatchover gone like this. Ach bayom harishon tashpisu siyor mi boteichem. On Erev Pesach, Tashvisu Sahami Botechem. Says Rabbi Yehuda, our Rabbi Yehuda, dare we use the phrase? Ein Bior Chomet Elos Reifa. Tashvisu Mashvisu Min Oilam. You gotta get rid of the Chomet completely. The Chachamim who argue with Rabbi Yehuda, who are Bap Luktei Rabbi Shimon, says you don't have to physically destroy the chometz to be mekayim tashbisu. Mefarer v'zorel ayom, you can crumble it up and throw it to the sea. Because b'metzias it has ceased to exist as the entity it once was. Its essence has vanished. It doesn't physically have to disappear. Its essence has to go. That's the Rogatchover gone. So v'hishtamachlokas regarding v'hishpati chayaros, says the Rogatchover, is related to the machlokas as how you fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisu. Says the Lubavitcher Rebbe as follows, we take it one stage further, which is genius. There is a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon in regards to work on Shabbos. Example. Dovor she'eino miskavein. If I do a melacha, but it was something that I had no kavanah to do, Rabbi Yehuda says it's chayiv. You have violated a Torah precept. And Rabbi Shimon says it's potter. Another machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Melacha she'eino tzericha legufa. If I dig a hole, but my purpose is not because I want the hole, but because I want the dirt, the earth. That's called melacha she'eino legufo. Rabbi Yehuda says, chayiv, osur, and Rabbi Shimon says, potter. What is the machlokas between these people? Says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, the machlokas is exactly as has been pointed out in Torah Kohanim and by the Rogatchover. Follow carefully. Uvayom ha'shvi'i tishbos. On the seventh day you must tishbos. How is that to be understood? Rabbi Yehuda says, tishbos, v'hishbati, tashbisu, the physical act must not exist. That's what it means. The fact that it is a melacha shena tzericha legufa or dover shena miskavein is of no interest.
Because the fact remains, I am doing a physical act which I'm not supposed to be doing.
Therefore, even if it's a dover shena miskaven, or a malach or shena tzricha legufa, it's still chayiv, it's still liable, because the word lahashpis, tashbisu, tishvos means physically it has to cease. That's a type of activity which cannot be allowed to continue on Shabbos. Says Rabbi Shimon, when the Torah forbade work on Shabbos, the Gemara uses the following expression, Meleches Machasheves Osra Torah. The Torah forbade purposeful work. And in the same way as Behishbati for Rabbi Shimon does not mean to remove the animals physically from the world, but as long as I take away their essence and they no longer attack, I have fulfilled. And even though I don't physically remove the chametz, but I destroy its essence, I have fulfilled Tashbisu. As long as I remove the essential quality of the type of work that is forbidden on Shabbos, namely purposeful work, thereby excluding Malach Hashena Tzericha Legufa and Dov Hashena Miskavein, I have not violated Tishbos. So therefore, the Machlokes in Toras Kohanim on Vihishpati Chayarom in Oworetz, the Machlokes regarding how I fulfill the commandment of Tashbisu, and the Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon as to exactly what type of activity is forbidden on Shabbos and what is not, is all related to a simple understanding of what the verb lehashpis means. Does it mean to remove the essence of, as Rabbi Shimon Tainas, or does it mean to remove the physical existence of, as Rabbi Yehuda Tainas? And it's something certainly worthwhile reflecting on. Okay. Let me then move on. As we know, the Chofetz Chaim had some caustic comments to make about the people who read the Tochacha in a low voice, or the people who go out from Shul in the middle of the Tochacha, and those who are Machmir to go out from Levi, but that's a different matter. The Chofetz Chaim used to say, it reminds him of the people who are told not to go through a certain field because there are dangerous animals lurking there. So what they do is they walk through the field anyway, but they cover their eyes so they don't see it. She says, the Tochacha, you have nothing to fear from, he says, if you keep the Torah. She says, the way to avoid the Tochacha is not to cover over your eyes when you're reading it. So he was, as I say, he had these comments to make. Okay. Let us now have a look at a very, very fascinating comment which is made by the Oznaim LaTeira. And it's made on a posuk towards the end of the Tochacha. Perich Avav, Posuk Mem Beis. And I have been haunted by this comment. I think it is something that needs to be mentioned. As you know, in the middle of the Tochacha, it says, V'zochati es b'risi Yaakov, v'yafes b'risi Yitzchok, v'yafes b'risi Avraham esko, v'hovores esko. Now the problem, of course, which is faced by all the Mephoroshim, is that the Avos are written in the reverse order. Yaakov, Yitzchok, and Avraham, and the cryptic phrase at the end, v'hovores esko. Says the Yoznaim Latir, of Zalman Sorotkin, that's all. I understand the pasuk to mean the following. That we will merit a geula if we observe Brisi Yaakov. Yaakov was the one who was Osik Batorah. If we are a generation that is Osik in Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remember Brisi Yaakov and he will redeem us. B'yafes Brisi Yitzchak. And if we are not people who are Osik in Torah, but at least we keep mitzvos ben adam lamokom, which of course is the middle of Yitzchak, Akedah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the Geula. V'yafes b'risi Avraham esko. And even if we don't learn Torah, and we don't keep mitzvahs ben adam lamokom, but we keep mitzvahs ben adam lachavero, titer emes liyakov, chesed liyavraham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will still redeem us. That's why they are written in the reverse order. If we follow that through, then we have to ask ourselves, what's the ha'oretz eskor? I will remember the land. Says the Oznayim LaTorah,
Oh, that's his car. Ben och ja gone Reb Shmuel David Valkenschlitter, if Nima Gam by Eastern Lagos, before the Yatora be Brooklyn, hey, Rosibabe, be Michtov.
So my nephew, he pointed out to me in a letter, she alpi hadavorim hu amurim be mamara kodim, that on the basis of how I have interpreted the earlier words in the Pasuk, he wanted on that basis, and I wanted on that basis, Letarech Eseder Ha'ovos, to explain the ordering of the names of the Ovos, Shenimnu Kanachoranis, why they have been mentioned in reverse order, and I have explained to you, even if we don't have the Madrega, this, that, or the other, etc. He said, Efshar Laharchiv Es Hadibur, it is possible to expand on this, Vilomar, and to say, She'im lo yagiyu b'nei Yisrael b'teshuv osom horishona, afilu li'omud ha'chesed kora'ui. I would like to suggest, he says, that the Horetz Eskor comes to tell us that even if B'nai Yisrael have come to a madrega where they don't even keep mitzvahs menorim l'chaveiro, they don't even have Brisi Avraham, v'yitztayinu rak b'yahav asa Horetz HaKadosha, but they are outstanding in their love of Eretz Yisrael, v'yachoninu es afara, and they delight in its dust, v'yimseru es nafsha leha, and they will be moisa nefesh for it, yizkor Hashem letova gamis misirosom le'yeretzot. Even if they are not in the madrega of Brisi Yaakov, nor on the madrega of Brisi Yitzchak, nor on the madrega of Brisi Avram, but they have the madrega of the Horetz, they love the land passionately, that in itself can be sufficient grounds for the beginning of the Geula. That's what V'ha'oretz Eskor means. And he goes on to say, V'yeis l'devorim eile smach v'sad min ha'mikra, that I will bring you a proof, a crystal clear proof, from a pasuk in Tehillim, which will confirm this thesis. The pasuk reads like this in Tehillim Kufayz. Ato you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tokum arise, Tirachim Sion, have mercy on Zion, ki eish lechenena, the time has come to be gracious to it, ki vo moed, because the fixed time has come. The moment is here. How do we know when the moment is? Uminayin anu yodim, ki vo moed. How do we know that the fixed time has arrived? What is the simon? Answers the pasuk in Tehillim, Ki rotsu avodecho es avoneho v'yesaforo yechoneinu. Your servants desire its stones, and they take delight in its dust. And when that happens, ki vo moed, the time has come for the beginning of Geula. Harei sheyafilu im b'nei Yisrael heim bebechinas avodim. From which we see, says Reb Shmuel Volkin, that even if B'nai Yisrael are not even on the level of being called sons, children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but are only called Avodim, nevertheless, im yechonenu es afar ha'oretz, if they will only delight in the dust of the land, bo mo'ed l'rachim al tzion, the time has then arrived to have mercy on Zion. However, avol yachadim ze efshila ho'ir, but nevertheless it is worthwhile to point out, Shemikiv on Shalom Ermar, that since in connection with Ha'oretz, it doesn't say, Ba'at Ha'oretz Eskor, even if only they have a love of Israel, doesn't say that. Sheyihiye b'mashma, sheyaf b'shvil Ha'oretz b'yatzmo yigo'alu, that as a result of their love of the land alone, there will be a Geula Shleima. The answer is, since it doesn't say Ba'at Ha'oretz Eskor, therefore we have to understand, nearly it appears from this, Sheha'oretz b'yeshivoso, that the land and settling on it, titzdareif lebriso sim Yaakov Yitzchak v'Yavram legeula shleima. The beginning of a geula can come on the basis of a Ha'oretz Eskor, but a geula shleima cannot come about unless there are the brisos of Yaakov, of Yitzchak, and of Avram. And I think this is also a mare mokum worthwhile taking with us. We dare not diminish the value and the importance of Chibas Ha'oretz. On the other hand, the cautionary note at the end, Chibas Ha'oretz alone, on its own, whereas it may mark the beginning, but you know, not everything that begins continues.
I remember Rav Herzog, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, said a very beautiful vort, well worth remembering. We're told about Mashiach, since we spoke about Mashiach, Ani Varochev ala Chamor. Mashiach is going to come riding on a donkey. Spoke in Dublin in 1946, a mansion house. And he asked, what do Chazal mean? Now, let's get back to the allegory, right? What do Chazal mean when they say the Mashiach is going to come riding on a donkey? It was all an Eastern Cadillac. Oh, riding on a donkey, what's the donkey? He was a very, very witty man. Exceptionally witty man. He said, Parshat. He said, when you ride a donkey, the donkey steps out. All of a sudden, up a mall, he stops. And by shum open, you can't get him to go again. Stubborn like a mule. So there are many times in our history, the Mashiach has started on his journey to come. And all of a sudden, for reasons which we cannot fathom, the Mashiach has stopped at the beginning, middle, or near the end of his journey. Oni v'rochev alachamar. And b'shumayfen, we haven't got the secret to get him going again. Oni v'rochev alachamar. It's the chamer de gavod. Oni v'rochev alachamar. Since we're speaking about Geula, let me just take you back a little bit in the same Perek Chavov, to Pasuk Yud Gimel, and with that we will conclude. Pasuk. Ani Hashem Elokeichem asher hoceishi eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim mihiyos lehem avodim. I am Hashem who has taken you out of Mitzrayim, where you were slaves. Vo eshbor motosu lechem. And I will break the pegs of your yoke. And I will lead you upright. Now, many of you, after I have told you, will remember that this is one of the Horachamon. Horachamon hu yishboru leinu miyal savoreinu v'hu yolicheinu kamamiyus liyarteinu. The Horachamon. The kamamiyus is there. There's one difference between the Horachamon and between the Pasuk. In the Horachamon we say, Horachamon hu yishbor uleinu miyal savoreinu. We say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please break the yoke from our necks. In the Pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't promise to break the yoke. He says, Voeshbor motosu lechem. I will break the pegs of the yoke. Why is the Horachamon different from the Pasuk? Says Reb Shlomo Zalman Ulman, one of the Gedolim of recent generations, a farmer had a yoke which he puts onto his animals. And the yoke is held in place by a peg. At the end of the harvest, he's finished with the animals, he throws the peg away. He's going to get a new peg for next year. But what happens if he's going to sell the farm? He's got no use for anything anymore. He throws away the yoke. Not the pegs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was bringing Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Bringing them into Eretz Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew full well that we were going to have to go into Golus again. And he would bring us back and send us out again. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot say, I'm going to break the yoke. But I'm going to break the pegs. For each Golus I'll put in a new peg. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman Ulman, but we believe we are now in the last Golus. So we say to our Kaddish Baruch Hu, the time has come not to throw away the pegs. The time has come to throw away the yoke. It's Harachamon hu yishbor uleinu miyal savarim. Now is the time to break the yokes, not the pegs. We'll leave it over here.